Marcel. She came to my dorm room and stayed the night with me a couple times. Rare bouts of innocence in those days of always shoving in like a pushy fan trying to get to the stage. And kept her clothes on, sleeping in jeans like we were trapped in an airport or something, snuggling up to me with that nonplussed look of hers and letting me kiss her, I think, for whatever that would have been worth. It was absolutely nothing that brought us together. Perhaps a class, or that she lived three doors down and left her door open while she typed. Her studious, generous face like a lamp left on in some old empty house. Me coasting on marbles home with a cigarette going. Me, who got in the habit of stopping to talk maybe just because my ears were ringing with the silence of the place. And yet it is her I am thinking of tonight with a tenderness that is almost like sleep. It is so natural and so safe from the sweaty effort of another day walking in my heavy armor. It's a nation-founding myth that years bring wisdom. I still have no idea why she slid into bed beside me those two nights, weeks apart, saying nothing, perhaps, as would have been her way at such a time, clasping me in her sweatered arms as though sex were a thing of the past, and new snow building up fast on the runway.